Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial on kidney and nephronal physiology. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the anatomical and functional overview of the renal system, the structure of nephrons, functional processes of the nephron and the kidneys, the regulation of urine concentration and volume, the typical content of urine and how it's excreted, as well as kidney function tests and dialysis. The kidney and nephronal physiology concept map. Anatomically, the kidney is made up of the renal cortex and the renal medulla. The renal cortex includes the renal corpuscles as well as a portion of the renal tubule. Together, this is where ultrafiltration occurs. Deeper within the kidney is the renal medulla, and this includes the loop of Henle and the renal pyramids. The regulation of urine concentration is dependent on the countercurrent mechanism as well as hormone signaling such as ADH and aldosterone, and together they modulate urine concentration on a regular basis. Let's begin with an anatomical and functional overview of the renal system, including the anatomy of the kidney. The functions of the renal system. The primary function of the kidneys is to eliminate waste from the body, but there are a number of other functions performed by this system. Regulating blood pH, regulating ion concentration, assisting in vitamin D synthesis, and to regulate blood volume. Renal system anatomy. The kidneys are connected to the bladder through the ureter, and the kidneys are in a retroperitoneal location, that is, towards the back and underneath the ribs. The bladder is connected to the outside world through the urethra. The external anatomy of the kidney. The kidneys are covered by a protective fibrous tissue layer overlying a fat layer. Situated on the top of each kidney are the adrenal glands. The hilum is where vessels and ureters enter the kidney. The internal anatomy of the kidney. The cortex is the outer portion of the kidney that surrounds the renal medulla. The medulla is the inner portion, and it contains the renal pyramids and the nephrons. During urine formation, the nephrons drain into the minor calyx, and then into the major calyx, out to the renal pelvis, and eventually into the ureter. Review question. The following question is from what you have learned so far. In renal physiology, what is the kidney hilum? Answer. In renal physiology, the hilum is where the renal artery and renal vein enter the kidney. Let's discuss the ureters, bladder, and urethra. The ureters are hollow muscular tubes. The filtrate fluid drains from the kidneys to the bladder through the ureter. The bladder functions by collecting and storing urine until it's eliminated from the body. And the urethra is a hollow tube leading from the bladder to the surface of the body for the external elimination of urine. Now we'll discuss the nephron, the functional unit of the kidney, including the anatomy of the nephron and the renal corpuscle. There are over 1 million nephrons in each kidney. All the nephrons drain towards the center of the kidney into the collecting duct system. The nephron performs almost all the functions of the kidneys, including reabsorption and secretion of certain solutes and ions. Nephrons are classified into two groups. Number one, the juxtamedullary apparatus, which extends into the medulla. And number two, the cortical portion of the nephron, which does not extend into the medulla. The nephron begins with an enlarged end known as Bowman's capsule. Next, it becomes the proximal tubule. It descends down to the loop of Henle, loops around, and becomes the distal tubule and eventually the collecting duct. The filtration of blood in the kidney takes place in the renal corpuscle. The renal corpuscle is made up of Bowman's capsule and the glomerulus. The renal corpuscle connects the nephron to the glomerulus, which is a specialized capillary. The vasa recta. After exiting the glomerulus, blood travels into the efferent arteriole. Next, the blood travels into the capillaries, a specialized set being the vasa recta. The vasa recta surrounds the loop of Henle, and these vessels function to maintain the gradients necessary for countercurrent exchange. Let's discuss the functional processes of the nephron and the kidney, including filtration and reabsorption, secretion, and excretion. First, filtration. Filtration in the kidney refers to the movement of substances from the glomerular capillary into the nephron, and this is due to the pressure exerted by the blood entering Bowman's capsule, which forces water and dissolved components through the glomerulus to form filtrate. Proteins and cells are too large to filter through the pores. However, glucose, water, and sodium are filtered through the pores into the nephrons. Review question. What is the vasa recta? Answer. The vasa recta is a specialized set of vessels that surround the loop of Henle. These vessels function to maintain the gradients necessary for countercurrent exchange. The next functional process of the nephron we'll discuss is reabsorption. Reabsorption is the process whereby the filtrate produced in the glomerulus is reabsorbed through the renal tubule. Approximately 99% of all the filtrate is reabsorbed, and this includes water, sodium, glucose, and magnesium. The reabsorption process is specific to the changing needs of the body. Secretion. Tubular secretion performs the opposite function of reabsorption. Specifically, it adds materials to the filtrate from the bloodstream. These materials are usually unwanted substances, such as hydrogen ions and toxins, as well as urea. The fourth functional process of the nephron is excretion. Excretion is the elimination of urine from the body. Urine formation actually begins with filtrate formation in the glomerulus. A total of 180 liters per day is filtered. Next, approximately 99% of the filtrate is reabsorbed. The filtrate to be excreted as urine is transported through the minor and major calyx and the renal pelvis into the ureters and bladder to be eliminated through the urethra. The proximal tubule. The proximal tubule is responsible for reabsorption. Normally, 100% of the filtered glucose is reabsorbed. The proximal tubule contains epithelial cells with microvilli, which increase the surface area for reabsorption. The fluid in the proximal tubule is isotonic compared to plasma. The loop of Henle. Let's discuss the function of this loop. The loop of Henle can be divided into two functional regions, a descending limb and the ascending limb. In the descending limb, fluid travels down towards the medulla. Water moves out of the descending limb, resulting in a hyperosmotic fluid the deeper it gets. In the ascending limb, fluid travels towards the cortex. In this region of the nephron, sodium and chloride are actively transported out of the limb, and this leads to a dilute or hypoosmotic fluid entering the collecting tubule. In the next portion of the tutorial, we'll discuss the regulation of urine concentration and urine volume. Let's begin this section by discussing dilute urine. When there are no hormones released for reabsorption, a large volume of dilute urine is produced. This occurs by the nephron containing dilute fluid after the ascending limb, which then proceeds out of the kidney for excretion. Processes to concentrate urine. During times of low water intake, the kidneys can conserve water by increasing the volume of reabsorbed fluid. This is accomplished by the countercurrent mechanism. The countercurrent mechanism establishes an osmolarity gradient in which the osmolarity increases from the cortex towards the medulla. The maximum osmolarity is 1200 milliosmoles, and this occurs in the loop of Henle. As the filtrate passes through the collecting tubule, water moves out into the interstitial fluid space and eventually returns to the rest of the body. Question: what is the countercurrent mechanism in nephron physiology? Answer: the countercurrent mechanism establishes an osmolarity gradient in which the osmolarity increases from the cortex towards the medulla. The maximum osmolarity of 1200 milliosmoles occurs in the loop of Henle, and as the filtrate passes through the collecting tubule, water moves out into the interstitial fluid space and eventually returns to the rest of the body. There are three main hormones involved in reabsorption. Number one, antidiuretic hormone. Antidiuretic hormone, or vasopressin, is a hormone released from the posterior pituitary gland to act on the kidneys. When water must be conserved, ADH is released and causes water channels to be inserted, and this leads to reabsorption from the distal tubule and the collecting tubule. The second hormone is aldosterone. Aldosterone is released from the adrenal glands, which are attached to the kidneys, specifically from the adrenal cortex. Aldosterone causes the kidneys to increase sodium and water reabsorption, which leads to an increase in blood volume and blood pressure. The third is atrial natriuretic hormone. Atrial natriuretic hormone serves as a signal from the heart to the kidneys. It's released from the atria when blood pressure is high, and it reduces water reabsorption in the kidneys. As more water is excreted, this results in a decrease in blood volume and a subsequent decrease in blood pressure. Now we'll discuss urine content, including the normal components of urine and the concept of tubular maximum. Urine is a highly regulated fluid. It's normally bright yellow and normally made up of the following. Number one, 95% or more water. Number two, sodium. Number three, potassium. Number four, sulfur. Number five, hydrogen ions. Number six, urea. Number seven, creatinine. And number eight, ammonia. Normally, urine should not contain glucose, proteins, or red blood cells. Proteins and red blood cells are normally too large to leave the glomerular blood flow. Discoloration of the urine or the presence of protein and glucose is a sign of abnormal function. Let's discuss the concept of tubular maximum. Tubular reabsorption of molecules and ions occurs at a maximum rate. The protein mechanisms involved in reabsorbing a molecule, such as glucose, can only reabsorb glucose a certain amount per unit of time. If the blood concentration is too high, some fraction of the glucose will be excreted out of the body. In uncontrolled diabetes, for example, excess glucose in the bloodstream will lead to glucose being excreted in the urine. Diabetes and tubular maximum. In uncontrolled diabetes, there is higher than normal blood glucose levels. This leads to greater than normal glucose being filtered in the glomerulus. Therefore, glucose levels in the nephron exceed tubular maximum, and this causes glucose to be excreted in the urine. The excreted glucose can be easily detected on urine test strips. Review question. Question: what is meant by tubular maximum? Answer: tubular reabsorption of molecules and ions occurs at a maximum rate. The protein mechanisms involved in reabsorbing a molecule, such as glucose, can only reabsorb glucose a certain amount per unit of time. If the blood concentration is too high, some fraction of the glucose will be excreted out of the body. In uncontrolled diabetes, for example, excess glucose in the bloodstream will lead to glucose being excreted in the urine. Now that we've discussed urine formation and urine regulation, we'll now discuss urine elimination. In this portion of the tutorial, we'll discuss the bladder and the micturition reflex. Fluid drains from the nephrons into the minor and major calyx and finally into the renal pelvis. Next, from the renal pelvis, the fluid drains into the ureters. From the two ureters, the fluid moves through the bladder for storage until excretion. Let's discuss bladder function. The bladder stores up to 1 liter of fluid and can stretch to accommodate increasing urine volume. The ureters open into the bladder in the posterior inferior side through the ureteral opening. Two sphincters, under voluntary control, coordinate the release of urine from the bladder into the urethra. The micturition reflex. This involves emptying the bladder, and it's a spinal cord reflex. The micturition reflex refers to the processing of information sent from the stretch receptors in the bladder, caused by bladder filling, to the lower region of the spinal cord. This impulse then passes to the cortex, where they initiate a subconscious desire to urinate. Now let's discuss kidney function tests, including the process of dialysis as a kidney treatment. We'll also discuss kidney transplant in this portion. Typical kidney function tests. A urinalysis is probably the most common test used in the doctor's office. It's used as part of yearly physicals or if a problem is suspected. A urinalysis tests for electrolyte levels, for the presence of proteins in the urine, the presence of glucose, blood cells, bacteria, or immune cells. This test, along with others, can be used to assess the overall kidney function. Other typical kidney function tests include the blood urea nitrogen test, or BUN. Normally, there is very little to no urea in the blood. This waste product is normally removed from the blood by the kidneys. Therefore, its presence in high levels on a blood test suggests kidney issues. Glomerular filtration rate. The glomerular filtration rate test is a measure of the flow rate of filtered fluid. Another test is plasma clearance. Plasma clearance is a test which shows how quickly a substance is cleared or removed from the plasma by the kidneys. Kidney donation and transplant. This is a necessary treatment for some individuals. Fact: only one kidney is needed for a normal, healthy life. People have the opportunity to make a choice to donate a kidney to another individual. Approximately 10,000 kidney transplants are done in the U.S. each year. People may need a kidney transplant due to renal failure or severe glomerular damage. Kidney dialysis. Kidney dialysis is an artificial means of filtering the blood. Blood flows through specialized membranes similar in principle to the glomerular filtration system. Waste products are filtered out, and then the blood is returned into the patient's circulation. Review question. Name three common kidney function tests. Answer: number one, the BUN, or blood urea nitrogen test. Normally, there's very little to no urea in the blood, and this waste product is normally removed from the blood by the kidneys. Test number two, plasma clearance. This tests how quickly a substance is cleared or removed from the plasma by the kidneys. Test number three is glomerular filtration rate. The glomerular filtration rate test is a measure of the flow rate of filtered fluid. Summary. The following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. The renal system closely regulates blood volume and concentration. Urine formation begins in the kidneys, with elimination occurring through the ureters, bladder, and finally, the urethra. Blood urea nitrogen, plasma clearance, and glomerular filtration rate are several functional tests used along with a urinalysis to assess kidney function. Nephrons are the functional units of the kidneys. Filtration, reabsorption, secretion, and excretion are the four major important renal functions. Congratulations on completing the Kidney and Nephronal Physiology Core Tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.